Darian's longest outing this season. He's had a couple of two-inning appearances. A 1-0 pitch on the inside corner, and low, it's called a strike. He threw two innings back at home against Madison in the 12-10 win on June 22nd, allowing three hits and two earned runs. No walks and two punch-outs issued. For Perry as well, that was just his third walk given up of the season, known as one of the more consistent strike throwers out of the Raptor bullpen as the 1-1 pitch misses low for ball two. He walked a hitter against Fondi in his second-to-last appearance on the 27th of June and in his first appearance, which was also his other two-inning outing against Waterloo on the 29th. 2-1 pitch hit on the ground over to short. That one dribbles off the glove of Tracer Lopez. Everybody is safe. Fielder's choice reaching there for Deering, and also go down as an E6 in the same regard there for Lopez. They're on first and second with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 106, the time of the first pitch here today. We're nearing the two-hour mark of the ballgame, and we're just about halfway through. Max Solis Jr. is reaching all three of his plate appearances today. A two-run double back in the first. He later scored, singling in the second, drawing a six-pitch walk and later scoring to lead off the fourth inning. First pitch to Solis Jr., righty-on-righty battle, misses inside for ball one. Here comes the 1-0 home from Perry. That one dotted in there on a fastball for a called strike. Four pitchers used for Wisconsin Rapids. On the Wausau end, it's just been Edwin Alisea. Five innings of one-run ball, 79 pitches for the left-hander from Nova Southeastern. 1-2. 1-1 fastball, I should say, missing low and away. Two balls and a strike now. Alisea, eight punch-outs, no walks issued to the Raptors here today. Gave up his first run of the ballgame, a solo blast to Grayson Schaefer to lead off the top half of this inning, and no-doubt blast to left field for Grayson, his third of the season. 2-1 pitch. This one ripped to left field, and it's going to touch down in front of Buchanan for a base hit. Everyone's going to stop at their respective bases, station to station, go to the woodchucks, bases loaded. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So he's Jr., his third hit of the ballgame, and he's aboard for the fourth time. Samuel Fisher has driven in a run, has collected a hit today as well. Began his day with a ground out to the second baseman, Owen McElfatcher, in the first inning. That drove in a run. Fisher flew out to Walker Buchanan in left field in the second and collected a double an inning ago as the second hitter drew up in the inning and later scored. That being the eighth hit of the ball game for Wausau there off the bat of the junior. Pitch to Fisher, misses low for ball one. A run on five hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 12 runs, eight hits, no errors for the Wausau Woodchucks. Meeting five between the two teams this season. No pitch. Inside for ball two. No action in the Raptor bullpen. And as mentioned too, Perry, that walk he issued to begin the inning, just his third walk given up now in its ninth appearance on the season. The 2-0 pitch. Ball missing low for ball three. Three balls, no strikes with the bases full of woodchucks. Wausau has scored in every inning of this ballgame. Six in the first, two in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth. 3-0. That one. Side corner from Perry. That's called a strike. On deck is Brady Jurgella. The nine-hole hitting shortstop, Vance Sheehan, will follow. Perry looks in, comes set. The 3-1 pitch. This one chopped on the ground over to short. Lopez gloves to second, one to McElfatrick, and a first in time. It is a 6-4-3 double play. Huge couple of outs picked in this inning, but a run does come in to score. That's Brigham in touching home plate. Out of third is Deering with two outs in the inning. Score now 13-1 Wausau. Two runs given up. I should say one run given up by Perry. An unearned run, though, stemming from the error by Tracer Lopez. First pitch to Brady Jurgella. On the check swing down the third baseline, Daniel Roberts, the third base umpire, says he went around. Count begins 0-1. Jurgella 0-2 and 3 plate appearances in this ball game. The right side of the rubber, Perry rocks and fires, missing low and inside. Jurgella's lone time on the bases was on the 6-pitch walk that he drew in the first. He later scored. Brady also went down swinging in the second, and he popped out to Tracer Lopez, shallow left field, back in the fourth. The 1-1 pitch, hit on a line to right field, and that's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall. Jagiela looking for two. The throw in from Arroyo is not in time. In to score is Deering. It's an RBI double for Brady Jagiela, his first hit of the ballgame, and it's 14-1 Wausau. Vance Sheehan looking to go 4-for-4 in his Wausau and Northwoods League debut. Two-run double for Sheehan back in the first inning to start his Northwoods League tenure. Singled and scored in the third. Singled as well back in the fourth. First pitch in the righty-on-righty battle from Perry. Misses low and inside. Mentioned the Raptors. Two, three, four, due up for the Raptors when we return for the sixth inning. Second time in his three innings that he'll be due up in this ballgame. Arroyo, McGuire, and Matthews, the count now 2-0 on Sheehan. A 2-0. Fastball right in there, proving it right down the heart of the plate. It's Perry for a called strike, now 2-1. Two-one pitch coming here to the Woodchuck shortstop. This is low and away. Back pick by Matthew out of the dirt for ball three. Now nine hits and another double for these Woodchucks. They had two of them in the first inning and a two-run knock in the second inning. Back to some more extra base hits here in the fifth. 3-1. This one hit in the air, right side of the infield. Grayson Schaefer, the first baseman, calling off Owen McElfatrick into the shallow right field grass to make the grab and retire the side. Two more runs put up by Wausau here in the fifth. It is 14-1 through five innings of play here at Athletic Park on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's VA.
Summer is finally here, and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
I know the counts begin this top of the sixth inning to Chris Arroyo. Swing it away, and he'll bloop a single into center field on that 1-0 delivery from Edwin Alisea back into the ballgame. Arroyo's second hit here in his second game as a Raptor. It's a leadoff knock to begin this top of the sixth inning. 14-1 the score in favor of Wausau. If you're just joining us, a run now on 6 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 14 runs on 9 hits and no errors for the Woodchucks. Max McGuire, 1-for-2 in the ballgame. He singled in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. Alisea now north of 80 pitches in his 5-plus innings of work. First pitch to McGuire, runs inside, and it hits him. First two aboard here in the sixth inning against Alisea. McGuire on first, and now it's Arroyo on second. 8 punch-outs. That's technically the first free pass given out by Alisea. Still hasn't walked a hitter yet. 1 earned run, that coming off the bat of Grayson Schaefer to lead off the top of the fifth inning. A solo blast to left field for the Boise, Idaho native, his 3rd of the season. His first home run away from Winter Field. Jack Matthey in this ballgame, 0-for-2 with a pair of punch-outs. Down looking in the first, swinging in the fourth, both to end those respective innings. Pitch from Alisea to Matthey. That one misses inside for ball one. 6 in the first, and then 2 in each of the last 4 innings for the Woodchucks. In the second, third, fourth, and fifth. Raptors have used 4 pitchers in the ballgame so far. The 1-0 pitch. Matthey drives this one left center field. That's going to split the gap and get down for a knock. Arroyo's going to come in to score. Matthey, a hard turnaround first. He'll stay put there. McGuire goes first to third. It's an RBI single for Jack Matthey, and it's 14-2. Matthey continues to produce and drive in runs. Now 24 RBIs on the season for Jack, and it'll bring up Grayson Schaefer. Corey Thompson out to the mound. That appears to be the end for Adwin Alisea. Based the 2-3-4 spots in this inning and allowed them all to reach. So we will get a call to the bullpen. 5-plus the final line here for Alisea today. He's responsible for the runners on first and third. Getting a round of applause here from the crowd at Athletic Park. This pitching change will take us to a break. 14-2 the score, nobody out, top 6 when we return right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, PR locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do, do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
New pitcher into the ball game. That's the southpaw, David Morrissey, the freshman from Eastern Florida State College in Melbourne, Florida. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you right here on WFHR. 5-plus for Edwin Alisea. Here today, 4 Wausau, 7 hits allowed, no walks, 8 punchouts on 84 pitches. So far, 2 earned runs given up. He's responsible for the runners on the corners, though, that being out on third, Max McGuire, and a pitch runner at first base coming in the spot of Jack Matthey. That's number 6, Gabe Casso, making his Raptor debut. runner being Caso coming in here in the top of the sixth. And you have to assume being one of the three catchers on this roster, he'll come in to catch the rest of this ballgame. 14 to the score if you're just joining us here from Athletic Park. For Wisconsin Rapids, 2 runs on 7 hits and an error, 14 runs, 9 hits. No errors for Wausau. Grayson Schaefer into the box out of the 5 spot, his 3rd home run of the season to lead off the 5th inning in his last at-bat, swinging away at the first pitch, popping this one straight back, foul, count begins 0-1. Schaefer as well, a fly out to left field to start his day in the 2nd. For David Morrissey, 16 appearances for Eastern Florida State this past spring, made 3 starts. A 2-1 record at 33 2/3 innings pitched for the left-hander. From one lefty to another for Corey Thompson here in this 12-run lead on Sunday afternoon. The 0-1 pitch catches the top of the zone on the outside corner for a called strike, nothing at 2, now on the first baseman, Schaefer. A 6.42 ERA for Morrissey in college this spring with a 1.81 whip, recording 26 strikeouts, having a 2-1 record. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Schaefer chasing down in the dirt. That is the first out of the inning. Aiden Teal, the lefty-on-lefty battle. Looking at some of the highlights in terms of outings this past spring for Morrissey. 4 innings of 1-hit, no-run ball against St. Petersburg College back on March 30th. Walks, 2 punch-outs for him in that one. Pitch to Teal, skies this one in the air, left center. Gergella giving chase into the gap. He's going to flag it down to make the grab. McGuire will tag from 3rd and come in to score. It's a sacrifice fly for Aiden Teal, making it a 14-3 ball game. Remaining on first is Gabe Caso, and Landon Gaz will now hit in the spot of Walker Buchanan. I have to imagine this will be a straight swap defensively as well. Gaz has played a lot of left field this year for the Raptors. We'll talk more about Gabe Caso when he steps into the batter's box for the first time and when he gets behind home plate as well. He'll get to work with this Raptor pitching staff in the next 3 innings. Gaz coming off his first home run as a Raptor to end off the first half at Hare Baker Field last week against the Fond du Lac Dock Spider. UC Irvine product into the right-handed batter's box. Set is Morrissey, looks at first. Not once, but twice with 11 on the pitch clock. And the first pitch to Gaz misses low for ball 1. Gaz, a 318 hitter in his 9 games played in so far this year. The Moorpark California native has 7 hits and 22 at-bats. 1-for-2 with a double last night against Green Bay. Also drew a walk, reaching multiple times against the Rockers for Gaz. 1-0 pitch missing high. Down now 2-0. We got a football score up on the right field video board here in Athletic Park. Woodchucks 14, Raptors 3. Knocking through the field goal here for Wisconsin Rapids, putting them down 11 in the 5th matchup between the 2 teams this summer. A 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss from Gaz. Count now 2-1. Castle leading off the first base bag, being held on by Brigham. Top of the order, due up when we get to the home half of inning 6 here at Athletic Park. Isaac Webb, Eddie and Espinal, and Max Galvin due up against the Raptor bullpen. Nick Perry throwing the top, or I should say the bottom half of the 5th inning. The 2-1 pitch, tap foul straight back by Gaz. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes on the pinch hitter. You look at the on-deck circle. Those remain Jorge Degatti. That's a good thing as well. As mentioned, Jorge not playing in the Green Bay series. You have to imagine, regardless of score, he's going to get all of his plate appearances here this afternoon. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count, 2 outs and a runner on first. The payoff pitch home from Morrissey to Gaz. Now this is low and away, count now full. Wanna see who else will come in, talk about the available position players off the bench. Still Cash O'Duggar, and you have to imagine it'll be a pure day off for Cash. Did not catch yesterday, so 2 consecutive days off, and you have to imagine signs could point to him being the backstop tomorrow night at Woodard Field. 3-2, runner takes off, it misses low and outside for ball 4. Gaz draws a 6-pitch walk. To 2nd is Caso. That's where the runners will stay with 2 outs in the inning. Jorge Degatti, 1-for-2 thus far in the ballgame, collecting a base hit in his last at-bat just an inning ago. along with the base knock. Jorge also went down swinging in the third. It's a chance here to hit with two on and two away. Morrissey set the first pitch to Degatti. That one in there for a called strike on a fastball. Matthew out on first, still, I should say, Matthew's pinch runner, Casso, still held responsible for Alessia. Right now, three earned runs given up by the left-hander. The 0-1 pitch. This one hit on the ground sharply to short, down to Anita Glove. Is Sheehan? He'll throw to first in time. 6-3 put out to retire the side. The Rafters plate two. Here as we head to the home half of inning number six in Wausau. Back to the mound, Nick Perry on your home for Rafter Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Nick Perry back out to the mound. It's the bottom of the sixth inning here in Wausau. 14-3 the score. The Woodchucks leading your Rafters right here on WFHR. Andy Ockham returning to up here in the press box from Wausau. And some defensive substitutions correlating with the pinch hitting plate appearances in the top of this inning. Gabe Casso making his Raptor debut, pinch running for Jack Matthey, will resume the catching duties behind home plate. And out in left field, Landon Gaz, who was the pinch hitter for Walker Buchanan, will stay into the ballgame and man the seven position out on defense. Top of the order, do it for Wausau. Time around, we're just in the bottom of inning number six, and it's Isaac Webb. 14 runs on nine hits, no errors for the Woodchucks. Three runs on seven hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Edwin Alisea's line is completed after the conclusion of that inning. Five innings plus for the southpaw, 84 pitches thrown today. First pitch to Webb from Nick Perry is fouled back. Seven hits allowed from Alisea, three runs, all of them earned. He did not walk a Rafter hitter and struck out eight. David Morrissey, now the pitcher towing the rubber for the Woodchucks, looking to eat some innings as well with them leading by 11. Nick Perry, 26 pitches in his first inning of work, fires the 0-1 in here to Isaac Webb. Breaking ball in on the hands, blooped over to second, that gets under the glove on an awkward hop of McElfatrick. It will be a leadoff single for Isaac Webb, his fourth time on the bases here this afternoon. First hit for Webb, drawing a couple of walks and being hit by a pitch. Ready on Espinal. Espinal 0 for 1 in his four trips to the plate, hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Five-pitch walk and scored in the second. Another five-pitch walk drawn in the third, and he lined out to Grayson Schaefer at first base in his last plate appearance in the fourth inning. Pitch from Perry to him, misses low for ball one. Rafters will bring up the 9-1-2 spots when we return in the top of the seventh. Lopez, McElfatrick, and Arroyo. The 1-0. So misses low and inside for ball two. So Nick Perry now two innings of work, and he's worked with two different catchers, Jack Matthew in the fifth, and now Gabe Casso, making his Rafter debut here in Wausau this afternoon. 2-0 pitch. Foul tip into the glove of Casso. It's now 2-1. On deck after Espinal, it's Galvin and Briggleman, the two Oklahoma State Cowboys, awaiting in the wing. Next delivery for Perry on the 2-1, misses up and away. Now 3-1. Espinal looking to reach for the fourth time in this game, still in search of his first hit. Perry set, hands held high, the 3-1. This one ripped into left field, coming in on it. Gaz, it's going to bounce right in front of him for a base hit. Gaz is throwing to second base, gets under the glove of Mac O'Fatrick. Everybody's safe. It is a base hit for Espinal. Two on with nobody out here at the bottom of inning number six. Max Galvin, his first at-bat of the ball game, back in the fourth inning, but he's been up four times. Drew a four-pitch walk and scored back in the first. Five-pitch walk and scored in the second. Had a sack fly in the third before flying out, say, to Aiden Teal to end the fourth inning. Pitch to Galvin, a breaking ball from Perry, missing up and away. After pitching today, issuing a grand total of 9 walks so far, 5 of them coming from the left-handed reliever Juan Berrios. 1-0 the count here. Perry set. The next delivery. Missing outside as well. 2 balls, no strikes. The count now on Galvin. The only other substitutions to note for the Raptors were those two that already were mentioned. Everyone else remaining in the ballgame for the time being. 2-0. On the inside corner, called a strike. Count now 2-1. Look back across the Northwoods League scoreboard. Great Lakes West and non-Great Lakes West games to keep in mind here on this afternoon. 2-1 pitch, hit on the ground, over to short, Lopez will glove. Flip the second one, Mac O'Fatrick to first in time. Back-to-back innings with 6-4-3 double plays for the Raptors. Advancing to third on the twin killing is Isaac Webb. That's where he'll stay. 2 down in the frame here for Colin Briggeman. 4-4 the score, top 7 in Bismarck. The Badlands Big Sticks all knotted up with the Bismarck Larks. Lakeshore trailing big at home in the top of the 8th. At Moonlight Grand Field, 10-2 against the Traverse City Pits Bitter. Fond du Lac at Green Bay. The Rockers just 3 outs away from their first one of the second half, leading the Dock Spiders 7-2. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Briggeman misses low for ball 1. Bottom 6 here right now. Top 6 in Rockford, 3-1. Bucks over the Rivets at Rockford Stadium. Tie game at 1 apiece as well at Simmons Field after spending couple games at home for the Mallards. They make the trek to Kenosha. They've taken on the Kingfish here today. As the 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. One evening at a ball and a strike. Battle Creek at Kokomo just getting underway. Top 1 in Indiana. Battle Jacks 1-3 entering today in the second half. Jackrabbits still in pursuit of their first second victory. 1-1 pitch. Briggeman turns on this one. High fly ball deep into right field, but well fouled. Down now to a ball in 2 strikes. Briggeman today reaching twice, scoring twice, and driving in a run. A chance here to drive in another with Isaac Webb 90 feet away with 2 outs, the bottom of inning number 6. Perry looks in, gives the nod to Casso, comes set, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, missing out in the right-handed batter's box. Count evening 2 balls and 2 strikes on the cleanup hitter in the Woodchuck order. About half the games today. Early afternoon, the other half, early evening battles. 6:05 local time for the rest of the games here today. 2-2 pitch. This one hit high in the air, deep right field. Arroyo giving chase back at the wall, and this one clears the scoreboard. Colin Briggeman, a high towering shot. Another home run here in a Woodchuck uniform for Briggeman, and another 2-run inning for Wausau. 16-3 the score here in the home half of inning number 6. Some light tower power there. First baseman, bases empty, 2 down, and a bring of Austin Deering. Deering scored an inning ago after reaching on an error. First pitch missing up and away for ball 1. Deering's lone hit of the ball game, a two-run single back in the second inning. The first home run hit today by Wausau, second in the game. 1-0 pitch misses out of the hand to Perry for ball two. Nobody up in the Raptor bullpen. As mentioned, inning number two of work here for Perry. This will be his 45th pitch of the outing right here. Fastball missing low. Three balls, no strikes. Now on the left-handed hitting Austin Deering. Max Solis Jr., the catcher in the on-deck circle right now for the Woodchucks. The 3-0 pitch. That one right there. Working low and outside is Perry. A late called strike from home plate umpire Gavin Holgreen. 3-1 the count on the right fielder Deering. Looking to reach for the third time in this contest. The next pitch from Perry. On the outside corner of that fastball, elevated heat as well from Perry is called a strike. Count now full. Another 3-2 pitch coming from Nick Perry. To complete two innings of work out of the Raptor stable this afternoon, the payoff. This one ripped in the air left field. Landon Gaz coming in on it and makes the grab to retire the side. Two more put up by the Woodchucks. A two-run homer from Colin Brigham. That makes it five straight two-run innings for Wausau, and our score is 16-3 Woodchucks through six innings of play right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top seven here in Wausau. It's 16-3 Woodchucks leading for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors in game 38 of this 2024 at Northwoods League season. Andy Ockham bringing you more Raptor baseball right here on your home for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors action all summer long, WFHR. 9-1-2, do it for the Raptors against the left-hander David Morrissey in this inning. Tracer Lopez, the shortstop, Texas Tech, to lead us off here. Woodchucks have scored in every inning of this ballgame so far, six in the first, and then two runs in innings 2-6. Left-down-lefty battle first pitch from Morrissey to Lopez, breaking ball hit in the air, foul down the third baseline. Three runs on seven hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 16 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Woodchucks. Wausau also put up 17 on the Raptors back on June 1st. First time these two teams met at Athletic Park this season. 0-1 breaking ball missing inside to Lopez. Count evens 1-1. Tracer 1-for-2 in the ballgame. He struck out swinging in the third. Had an infield single in his last trip up in the fifth. 1-1 delivery. Lopez hits this one in the air, shallow left field. The Isaac Webb coming in on it, calling off the shortstop. Sheehan to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Back to the top of the order we go with Owen McElpatrick. McElpatrick 0-for-3 in the ballgame. A swinging strikeout back in the first. A fly out to center field to end the third, and a pop out to first base to end the fifth for the Tampa, Florida native. Righty on lefty battle. First pitch from Morrissey to McElpatrick. Pops this one up in the air, shallow center field. Second base, shallow center. Espinal calling everyone up in the area code to make the grab. Two up, two down here for Morrissey in the top of the seventh. Chris Arroyo picked up his second hit as a Raptor last inning. He led off the frame with a single and later scored. Arroyo, a commit at the University of Virginia, spent six games earlier this summer in the Cape Cod League for the Cotuit Kettleers. Has a chance here to extend the inning for the Raptors with two outs and nobody on here in the top of the seventh. Pitch from Morrissey to Arroyo on the outside corner is called a strike. Raptors return home tomorrow against these Woodchucks, a 6:35 first pitch. 6:25 will be the set time for our pregame show right here on WFHR. The 1-0 breaking ball, chopped on the ground to second. Espinal gloves and throws to Brigham in time to retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 top of the seventh for David Morrissey. We head to the home half, stretch time here in Wausau. 16-3 the score, Woodchucks leading the Raptors on your home for Raptor Baseball at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk.
Yeah, you should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers. Milk producers, I should say. Yep. Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back here, bottom seven, a beautiful rendition of God Bless America, and the seventh inning stretch in the books here from Athletic Park. 16-3 the score. The Woodchucks leading the Raptors here on the first of this home-and-home series. We're back home tomorrow night at Witter Field. Our first Monday home game of the entire season. That seems very hard to believe, but it's true. It is our military appreciation night as well in Wisconsin Rapids. Nick Perry back out to the mound. Third inning of work. It's the 6, 7, 8 spots in the order for Wausau this inning. That being Max Solis Jr., the right-handed hitting catcher to lead off the inning for Wausau. 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 16 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Woodchucks. Look at it. Perry, the fourth pitcher used today, has thrown 48 pitches in his 2 innings of work. From Hurd to Smoot to Berrios and now Perry. Pitch to Solis Jr., misses above him for ball one. Solis Jr. is reaching all four of his trips to the plate today. 3 for 3 is Solis, 4 plate appearances. 2-run double and scored in the first. Singled in the second, led off the fourth by drawing a 6-pitch walk and later scored and singled in the fifth. Perry set, first base side of the rubber, the 1-0 pitch to Solis Jr. In on the hands, hit high in the air, deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. Forget about it. His second home run against Raptor pitching this season. Solis, 4 hits in the contest, and a no-doubt blast the second as a team for Wausau today. Makes it 17-3 Woodchucks. Second home run given up by Perry here today. They're giving up a 2-run shot an inning ago to Callan Brigham. Still an empty slate here for Perry with nobody aboard. Sam Fisher, his lone hit of the ballgame, was a double. Later scored back in the fourth. Pitch to the left-handed hitting Fisher, misses high for ball one. No action in the Raptor bullpen as 3-4-5 Wilder. Casso will make his first plate appearance as a Raptor when we get to the top of the eighth, and then Grayson Schaefer. Over 2.5 hours into this one, a 106 first pitch here today in Wausau. The 1-0 delivery. Bounced straight back by Fisher, count evens 1-1, along with his double, in which he later scored in the fourth. Fisher, an RBI ground out to second base back in the first. He flew out to left in the second inning. Last time up, hit to a 6-4-3 double play in the bottom of inning number 5. The 1-1 pitch home from Perry. Leaked that breaking ball, missing well up and out. 2 balls and a strike, the count now on the Woodchuck third baseman. Brady Jugella on deck. Vance Sheehan to follow, the bottom third of the Woodchuck order for the 5th time in this ballgame. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball elevated and on the outer third from Perry is called a strike. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes now on Samuel Fisher. Once again, the Woodchucks have now scored a run in every inning. 6 in the first, 2 runs in each inning from innings 2 to 6, and they've got 1 so far here in the 7th. 2-2 pitch misses outside for Perry. Full count drawn here from Fisher in his 5th plate appearance of the contest. Nobody on the bases. The payoff pitch for Perry. Fastball misses low and out for ball 4. Second walk issue to the ballgame for Perry. It's a 6-pitch free pass to Sam Fisher. Run nobody out here in the 7th. Brady Jugella has reached twice in this contest as well. The center fielder playing his first game against the Raptors this season will step into the left-handed batter's box here. RBI double for Jugella in his last at-bat in the 5th inning. First pitch from Perry to him. Hit high in the air, right field. Arroyo back at the track, out in front of the wall. That one's going to hit the top of the fence. Jogging into third is Fisher. Back-to-back doubles for Brady Jugella here today. They're on second and third with nobody out here in the seventh. Vance Sheehan, who's had himself quite the Northwoods League debut, looking for his fourth hit of the ballgame here with two ducks on the pond. Now a mound meeting here between Casso and Perry, talking it up before facing the shortstop of the Woodchucks. And give me a perfect time to remind you, Raptor fans coming in from out of town to watch the team this summer, your place to book your stay is at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites, pools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your family pets to the Rapids area this summer. Big city, quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Righty-on-righty battle. Out of the mound meeting, the first pitch to Sheehan. Hit in the air down the right field line. Schaefer giving chase along with Arroyo. That's going to clear the field of play. 0-1 the count. Sheehan began his tenure in the Northwoods League with a double in the first inning. He singled and scored in the third. Also a base hit back in the fourth inning. Raptors retired him for the first. Popped out to Grayson Schaefer on the infield back in the fifth inning. The 0-1 pitch here from Perry. Breaking ball, catching the top of the zone on the inner half. For a called strike, it's 0-2. Top of the order with Isaac Webb in the on-deck circle. Eddie and Espinal to follow. The 0-2. Fastball outside corner. Hit on the ground. A two-hopper to second. McElpatrick gloves and flips to first in time. It's a 4-3 put out of Sheehan. First out of the inning. Brings home another run. It is 18-3 Woodchucks here in the home half of the seventh inning. Isaac Webb has scored three times and has reached four different occasions here today. Singled and scored to lead off the sixth inning in his last time up. And also drawing a pair of walks and was hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning. First pitch for Perry to him. Breaking ball hit on a line right field. Gaz coming in on it and he makes the grab. Heading back to third is Jurgella. That's where he'll stay. Two outs now here in the home half of the seventh inning. Edian Espinal picked up his first hit of the ball game an inning ago, a single, and the second baseman of the Woodchucks has been on four different times today, reached in each of the first three innings. Switch hitting second baseman back from the left side, first pitch from Perry, rolled on the ground, foul down the first baseline, but that one was initially hit off Espinal's foot. Either way, a foul ball, count begins 0-1. Espinal hit by a pitch and later scored in the first, drew a five-pitch walk and scored in the second. Also drew a five-pitch walk back in the third. His lone time out today when he lined out on a hot smash to the first baseman, Grayson Schaefer, back in the bottom of inning number four. They're on the corners with two away. Wausau leading by 15 here this afternoon. Most runs they've scored against the Raptors this season. This in the 17-10 high-scoring affair back on June 1st here at Athletic Park. The 0-1 pitch misses inside for Perry. Count evens at a ball and a strike. McPerry looking and asking the home plate umpire, Gavin Holdgrave, for that one missed. 1-1. This one tapped foul right off Espinal again. It's now a two-strike count here on him. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runner on third. That being Jurgella after collecting his second double of the ball game. Perry comes set. 6'5 right-hander rocks and fires. Up and away. Count evens 2-2. Here on the two-hole hitter in the Woodchuck order. Max Galvin's on deck. Colin Brigham in to follow. Two-two pitch, missing low. Full count drawn by Espinal. Here in the home half of the seventh inning, the There is action in the Raptor bullpen, so if Perry can get out of this here, it should be his last out recorded in the ballgame. The 3-2 pitch. Hit on the ground over to first. Schaefer having to back up on it, taking a tricky hop, but he sticks with it, takes it to the bag himself to retire the side. Two more runs put up by Wausau here in the seventh inning. A solo homer to lead off the frame for Max Solis Jr. makes it 18-3 Woodchucks. To the top of the eighth we go. 3-4-5. Max McGuire, Gabe Casso, and Grayson Schaefer to open. We return on your home for After Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Pinch hitter here for the Raptors to lead off this top of the eighth inning. 18-3 the score. Woodchucks leading Wisconsin Rapids here from Athletic Park. It's Trotter Boston in the spot of Max McGuire. For Trotter, this is his 33rd game appearing. Trainer David Morrissey back on the mound for Wausau, bearing a first pitch breaking ball, missing low for ball one. And Yakim returning to you right here on WFHR, your one-stop shop for all 70 Raptor games this summer. Boston, the Tabor College Blue Jay, awaiting the 1-0 pitch. Another breaking ball, missing low and inside. Two balls, no strikes, count now. Three runs, seven hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 18 runs on 14 hits and no errors for the Woodchucks. Boston played a July 5th 13-10 win against Green Bay. 2-0 pitch, drifted in the air. That'll find the seats down the third baseline, count now 2-1. Boston went 2-for-5 with a run scored, and that 13-10 win over the Rockers. Did not play last night, not in the starting card here this afternoon either, but he finds his way in the contest. Dave Casso in the on-deck circle. He came in to catch in the, or came in to pinch run, I should say, and then catch at the top of the sixth. Getting out 2-2 now on Boston, swinging right through that 2-1 pitch. The payoff delivery coming home here from Morrissey. Swing and a miss. Boston chasing down on that one. First out recorded here in the top of the eighth. Gabe Casso. Let's get to know more about the young man who's the third catcher now on Rafters roster, along with Castro Duggar and Jack Matthey. 5'10 sophomore from Northampton Community College, Califon, New Jersey native. Deeper pitch to Casso. Swing and a miss. Tardy on that one. It's 0-1. Casso hitting from the right side, a .348 hitter this past spring with two homers and 31 RBI. .424 on base percentage, slugging .518 for a .942 OPS. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss again from Casso. It's nothing at 2. Played the 2023 summer in the Hamptons Collegiate Summer League, 22 games and 83 plate appearances for the Sag Harbor Whalers. No balls, two strikes, the count. Morrissey set the payoff pitch. Fastball, chopper on the ground, left side, charging in and fielding the third baseman, Fisher. He'll throw to first in time. It's a 5-3 put out of Casso, two up, two down here in the eighth inning. Grayson Schaefer, 1-for-3 in the ballgame. He homered to get the scoring started for Wisconsin Rapids, his third of the season. A no-doubt shot over the left field wall in the top of the fifth inning. We get to the bottom half of this eighth frame, 3-4-5, Galvin, Brigham, and Deering do up for the Woodchucks. First pitch home to Schaefer. Off speed from the southpaw, misses low and outside for ball one. Aiden Teal on deck, Landon Gaz to follow. 5-6-7 spots here for Wisconsin Rapids. Lead 1-0. One misses down, kicking back to the netting count. Sets 2-0 on Schaefer. Two up, two down, and for 1-2-3, seventh inning from Morrissey. He's looking to set down now seven consecutive Raptor hitters. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. Top of the zone on that heater from Morrissey. It's now 2-1. Kyler McIntosh grabbing a bat, heading to the on-deck circle. Would be an 8-teal spot if that spot gets up in this inning. 2-1 pitch, popped up, right field. And it's Austin Deering battling the sun and making the grab to retire the side. Back-to-back, 1-2-3 innings hurled from David Morrissey. We head to the home half of the eighth here from Athletic Park. Our score currently sits the Wausau Woodchucks 18, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters 3, right here on your home for Rafter Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom eight, new pitcher in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. That's number 0, the right-hander from Pomona Pitzer, Jack Weisinger. Andy Ockham returning to you here from Athletic Park. It's 18-3, the Woodchucks leading the Rafters in the first of this home-in-home split. Sunday, Monday, here getting into the second week of the second half of the season. Three runs on seven hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 18 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Woodchucks. Raptors putting up their runs, one in the fifth and two in the sixth. First pitch from Weisinger to Galvin, a breaking ball missing low for ball one. Wausau putting up six in the first, put up two runs in every inning since. Innings two through seven have all been two-run frames.